Okay, the Bears' offense has been playing very well, but we just got some very big inactive news from the Bears' side.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey, their star wide receiver who has 300-yard games in the past 4 weeks, he's inactive. That's a huge loss for the Bears' passing game. Matt Forte, running back, also inactive. You know, it was kind of 50-50. He was limited in practice this week, so they thought there was a chance that he could go, but he's not going to play. But the other thing to consider is Pernell McPhee, who didn't practice all week at outside linebacker. He's up. So now the Broncos have to account for him in the pass rush. So really, you know, a few things changed. The Bears' offense isn't quite as potent, although Jeremy Langford's been really good filling in for Matt Forte lately. But McPhee playing on the Bears' defense really changes things. It's going to make life a little bit more difficult for the Broncos' protection on the edges.
So now we know who's up, who's down from both sides, Mace. It's time for your three keys to the game.
Yes, key number one. Have patience with a new quarterback. Look, it's his first start. Brock Osweiler's first start. There's going to be some ups and downs. You know, if the Broncos do a little bit more under center than they have in the past few games, maybe the timing might be off a little bit. You've got to bear with it. Maybe Osweiler has to use a timeout at the most at an inopportune time to get things set. This is just part of the growing process. You've got to expect there's going to be some ups and downs, and you're hoping the positives in the end sum outweigh the negatives. Number two, contain the Bears running backs. Of course, now with Matt Forte down, you're only talking about Jeremy Langford, but he's been very effective filling in for Matt Forte recently, and he's been very effective in the screen pass game, and that's crucial because remember last week the Chiefs had their two longest gains of the game to running backs coming out of the backfield. That's something that teams are going to try to do to take advantage of the Broncos' pressure and use the pressure against the Broncos, so you've got to be aware. As Brandon Marshall said, defending screen passes are hustle plays, so you want to see the guys hustle and get into position and make sure those short screen passes don't become long gains like last week. And third, you got to ride out the ups and downs. Chicago's offense is really effective, really balanced, whether it's got Forte, who's not in there, or Langford in there. They're going to make plays. They're going to have some good drives on offense. As we mentioned, the first key, going to have some ups and downs, going to have some mistakes. Just got to be steady, stay with it, stay with the game plan. Don't focus on what the Bears are doing schematically pre-snap. Focus on what you're doing. That's a key for the Broncos. If they do that, they can come out of here with their eighth win of the season. Phil.
You're fired up, Mace. I love to see the energy from Mace here.
I have to be fired up. It's so darn cold down here. Yeah.
Mace, just put it right there. Yes.
He's on fire here. Matt, I know that you have one final thought as well. Mace, not the only guy with some keys.
I think this is the definition of a crossroads game. You look at the schedule, losing it's three straight. That's the first time they will have done that in 4 years. If it happens, win. And you show the league and your fan base that this is more than just a good team with a great quarterback. It's a great squad of 52 players with a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think a win here would say a lot.
Yeah, most definitely. The Broncos look to bounce back. Meanwhile, the Bears really feel like they could get back in the AFC North or the NFC North division here with a win today. So definitely a crossroads game, like you said. I have one final point. The Bears defense has not given up or has only given up three runs longer than 12 yards in all of November. A run game is going to be crucial for the Broncos to get off to a good start here. Okay, that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. For a cold Andrew Mason, a cold Matt Boyer, and me, I'm pretty strong, so I don't need the hat. I'm pretty warm out here, so I'm doing okay. That's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show. Enjoy the game.